Governor Cuomo spent Monday night traveling lower Manhattan, including the Ground Zero construction site where water was pouring in at one point. He says he saw many frightening sights, including the Hudson River streaming into the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel at the tip of Manhattan and the Hudson and East Rivers rising up and converging in downtown New York.
And while the Hudson River was coming over from the west, the East River was coming over from the east. And the amount of water and the acceleration in the rising of the river was really frightening.
As the lengthy flood recovery begins, the governor says the worst news of Sandy's effects is the death of 15 New Yorkers in the storm.
The most devastating news is that we lost 15 New Yorkers last night. That is our best estimate at this time. My guess is, if anything, that number is going to get larger.
MTA Chair Joseph Lota says many subway stations remain underwater, including South Street Station, where the water is up to the ceiling. Power is down on commuter lines as far north as Croton Harmon in Westchester and as far east as New Haven, Connecticut. And there's been flooding on the Long Island Railroad. City buses, largely undamaged, were to resume on limited schedules, with fares waived through Wednesday. Wall Street is likely to reopen for business Wednesday, but power will likely be out for hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers for several more days. Electricity was knocked out to 90% of customers on Long Island. Governor Cuomo says he's asked the chair of the state's Public Service Commission to monitor the Long Island Power Authority, which he says has a poor track record for restoring electricity on a timely basis. Cuomo says expect a long-term recovery and reconstruction after Sandy, and he says the structure of the city's transportation system may have to be redesigned. For instance, he says a transformer exploded Monday night when the seawater hit Con Edison electrical equipment.
When hot electrical equipment hits cold salt water, that is a bad combination. And that is a design flaw, I believe, for our system now, if you anticipate these extreme weather conditions. Obviously, we didn't when we designed this system. We did not anticipate water coming over the Hudson River, coming over the banks, being 5 feet deep on the West Side Highway, and filling subway grates and filling every opening, and filling that massive infrastructure we have below ground.
And the governor says extreme weather occurrences are becoming more common.
That's not a political statement. That is a factual statement. Anyone who says there's not a dramatic change in weather patterns, I think, is denying reality.
Cuomo says after the devastation experienced upstate by storms Irene and Lee last year, and now Sandy downstate this year, no weather pattern would shock him at this point. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.